With political campaigns increasingly relying on social media or televised town hall meetings in order to court voters, there is still a place for face-to-face campaigning. And the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates are doing a lot of it, even in New Hampshire's North Country, a remote region with relatively few voters. As reporter Josh Rogers found, it's a place that remains key in defining New Hampshire's image.
Watch presidential candidates as they make the rounds in the North Country, and you learn fast it's a place politicians see as rich in political symbolism. When Joe Biden visited Berlin last month, he began his speech by invoking the city's economic blight, turning it into a metaphor for his own political values.
Sometimes when people fall on hard times and neighbors fall on hard times and cities and towns and areas fall on hard times, we somehow kind of try to block it out. But the way I was raised, my dad used to have an expression. He'd say, everyone is entitled to be treated with dignity.
On this day, the North Country played two roles for Biden. With its shuttered mills, Berlin amounts to New Hampshire's Rust Belt. And with the White Mountains visible through the windows of Berlin City Hall, it's also a place where a career politician like Joe Biden can signal affinity with the rugged outdoors.
By the way, this is God's country. This is such beautiful. Oh, man. I just look out. Look out the window. No, I mean, it really is.
Berlin Mayor Paul Grenier introduced Biden at the event. He says Biden's attention acknowledges a lesson from 2016, that if Democrats want to beat Donald Trump, winning more support in places like Berlin would be helpful.
I think that it represents some recognition that there are still a lot of white working class folk who, you know, have lost some voice from the Democratic Party. I mean, we got a full house, which is great.
We actually count to someone. I'm impressed.
Retiree Teresa Lancey stood nearby. She says she's interested in a few candidates, but Biden is the only one she feels she knows.
You can't do homework on every single one of them.
Lancey says it's obvious what Berlin needs out of the next president.
More money for this area. Main Street's empty. There's a sign that says shopping and restaurants. That's a joke. There's no work. Drug situation is really bad. They're probably the worst in the whole county right here.
So that's one North Country. And while poverty, jobs, and drugs are issues across the region, those problems, really any truly pressing problem, felt far away at Franconia's July 4th parade.
Ladies and gentlemen, the old man of the mountain, gone but never, ever forgotten.
Would-be presidents, including Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, made the scene in Franconia.
We appreciate the warm welcome that we get.
They joined the parade, marching alongside local Democrats like State Rep Tim Egan.
And I think some of the ways that we've been getting attention from presidential candidates is telling them the North Country is a lot like Middle America. I live with, you know, hippies and hunters. So they both want a clean environment. Some want guns, some don't. Some want to fund education, some don't. So when you come here as a presidential candidate, I think you're getting a real microcosm of what society's like.
And for many locals, the most pressing concerns are local, things like reliable phone lines and basic infrastructure. When Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar campaigned at the Polish Princess Bakery in Lancaster, she seemed bent on proving she gets that.
Rural call completion is a huge problem. Drug shortage, $1 billion for school safety. So I really listen to my constituents and take down those practical issues. And I think that's what we need in the White House.
When Klobuchar was done and headed to her next campaign stop, Stefan Saul, a local sculptor, was quick to joke about all the attention his town is getting from would-be presidents.
Lancaster's on the map. Who knew?
But Saul was as quick to add that just because candidates were coming north, they shouldn't expect locals to be too impressed by a fluency in issues perceived as rural.
Who the hell cares? What are your, you know, what do you believe in? What are your principles? What are you going to stand for? What aren't you going to stand for?
And that's another North Country, the blunt-talking voter. In a region where the population is shrinking, those remain plentiful. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Josh Rogers.